Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. November the 19th, the importance of hope.
All this week, Derek urges us, in the words of Hebrews 10, verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Today he stresses how vital it is to have true Christian hope. Most Christians have heard much preaching about faith and love, but in many cases they've heard comparatively little about hope. Such was my own condition many years ago, when I was in desperate need of help from God. I'd heard many messages on faith and some preaching on love. What I needed in that particular situation was hope. And the Holy Spirit had to take me directly to the Scripture because I'd never heard a sermon about hope. It was there that the Holy Spirit met my need. For this reason, I'm particularly concerned that people understand the importance of hope. I want you to grasp what hope is, how important it is, and how you may have it. Hope is necessary if we're to maintain both faith and love. Unless we have hope, our faith will leak out and our love will fail. Hope isn't optional. It's essential to the fullness of the Christian life. People often say, where there's life, there's hope. I think there's a good deal of truth in that statement. But the opposite is also true. Where there's hope, there's life. And where there's no hope, there's no life. In my opinion, hopelessness is one of the saddest conditions in human experience. I can hardly think of anything sadder than being hopeless. Yet countless people in our world today are completely hopeless. When I'm sitting in an airport, taking a walk, or dining in a restaurant, and I look at the faces of other people, I find that many of them have a blank stare of hopelessness. But thank God, we don't need to be hopeless. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. You give me hope. I proclaim that where there is hope, there is life. I shall hold fast my confession without wavering. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.